Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. Today we're diving into something really fascinating, and honestly, a little controversial, but in the best possible way. We're talking about a new book called The Forbidden Cure, Unlocking Nature's Secret Arsenal Against Cancer, Vitamin B17, Apricot Seeds, and the Holistic Revolution. And let me tell you, this isn't just another health book. It's a deep dive into why some of the most promising natural cancer treatments have been buried, suppressed, and even criminalized by the very institutions that claim to protect our health.
Oh, this is exactly the kind of topic we need to be talking about. Cancer touches almost every family in some way, and yet the standard treatments, chemo, radiation, surgery, often leave people sicker, weaker, and sometimes even accelerate their decline. So what's the alternative here? What's really in this book that the medical establishment doesn't want us to know?
Okay, so the core of it is vitamin B17. Also known as amygdalin, which is found in high concentrations in apricot seeds. But here's the thing. It's not just apricot seeds. It's also in the seeds of apples, peaches, plums, and even in foods like bitter almonds and millet. And the science behind it? It's fascinating. Vitamin B17 contains a cyanide molecule, but don't let that word scare you. The cyanide is only released when it comes into contact with an enzyme called beta-glucosidase, which is found in massive amounts in cancer cells, like 300-600 times more than in healthy cells.
Wait, so it's like a targeted bomb for cancer? That's actually genius. But how does it know to leave healthy cells alone?
Right, that's the brilliant part. Healthy cells contain an enzyme called rhodanase, which neutralizes the cyanide into harmless byproducts like thiocyanate. So the cancer cells get hit with this toxic payload, while normal cells are protected. It's like nature's version of precision medicine. And get this, this isn't some new, untested theory. Dr. Ernst T. Krebs Sr. and his son, Dr. Ernst T. Krebs Jr., developed Letreol, a concentrated form of B17, back in the 1950s. They treated hundreds of patients with advanced cancer, and many of them went into remission. But instead of celebrating this, the medical establishment waged war against it.
That's actually horrifying. So why would they do that? I mean, if it works, shouldn't they be shouting it from the rooftops?
Here's where it gets dark. The book lays out how the cancer industry is a multi-billion dollar machine. Chemotherapy alone is a $100 billion plus market. Radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals, they're all patented, profitable, and controlled by a handful of corporations. Vitamin B17? Can't be patented. Apricot seeds? Grow on trees. There's no money in it for Big Pharma, so they've done everything in their power to discredit it.
Okay, but how? I mean, if people are getting better, how do you just erase that?
Oh, they've been at this for decades. In the 1970s, the FDA banned Letreol in the US, even though it was being used successfully in Mexico, Germany, and Japan. They called it quackery, despite thousands of patient testimonials. The American Medical Association, AMA, and a National Cancer Institute, NCI, ran smear campaigns, publishing flawed studies that claimed Letreol was ineffective, while ignoring the mountains of anecdotal and clinical evidence to the contrary. And here's the kicker. In 1980, the Supreme Court upheld the FDA's ban, effectively making it illegal to even talk about Letreol as a cancer treatment in the U.S.
That's not just oppression, that's criminal. I mean, how many people have died because they weren't allowed to try this?
Exactly. And it's not just Letreol. The book connects this to a pattern of suppression. Remember Dr. Max Gerson? His therapy, organic juices, coffee enemas, detoxification, had astounding success rates with terminal cancer patients. But the AMA shut him down, revoked his medical license, and made sure his work was buried. Same with Dr. William Donald Kelly, who developed a metabolic therapy for cancer. The FDA raided his clinic, confiscated his records, and drove him out of practice. This isn't coincidence. It's a systematic effort to control the narrative and the profits.
So what you're saying is, the system isn't just broken. It's designed this way, to keep people sick, dependent, and paying into a system that doesn't actually heal them.
That's the harsh truth. And it's not just about money, though that's a huge part of it. It's also about control. If people realize they can heal themselves with natural therapies, they start questioning the entire medical-industrial complex. They start asking, why do we need these toxic treatments? Why are we being poisoned for profit? And that's dangerous to the powers that be.
Okay, but let's talk about the science again, because this is mind-blowing. You mentioned the Hunza people. What's their story?
The Hunza are a tribe in the Himalayas, and they're famous for their longevity and near-zero cancer rates. Their diet is rich in apricot seeds. They eat them daily. Dr. Robert McCarrison, a British physician, studied them in the 1920s and found that cancer was virtually non-existent among them. But instead of investigating why, Western medicine dismissed it as, quote, anecdotal. Meanwhile, in the U.S., we've got cancer rates skyrocketing. 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women will get cancer in their lifetime. And yet, we're told the only solutions are chemo, radiation, and surgery, which often cause secondary cancers down the line.
That's actually insane. So we've got this natural, non-toxic compound that's been used for centuries, with real-world evidence of its effectiveness. And instead of studying it, they ban it. Meanwhile, they push treatments that destroy the immune system and leave people weaker than before. What kind of backward logic is that?
It's not logic. It's greed and fear. The book goes into how the cancer industry is built on a model of recurring revenue. Chemo doesn't cure cancer, it manages it. You go into remission, then it comes back, and you're back in the system, paying another $100,000 for more poison. It's a cycle. But natural therapies? They actually cure people. And cured patients don't generate revenue.
So what's the real success rate with vitamin B17? I mean, if it's so effective, why aren't we hearing more success stories?
That's the thing. We are, but they're being silenced. The book cites cases like Jason Vale, who was diagnosed with terminal kidney cancer in 1998. Doctors gave him 6 months to live. He started taking apricot seeds, changed his diet, and within months, his tumors were shrinking. Today, he's cancer-free. But you won't hear about him on CNN. Or take Dr. Antonio Jimenez in Mexico. He's treated thousands of patients with lay trial and other natural therapies at his Hope4 cancer clinics, with success rates far higher than conventional treatments. But the U.S. medical establishment calls him a quack.
That's exactly what they did to Dr. Brzezinski with his antineoplastin therapy. They tried to destroy him because his treatments were working too well.
Exactly. And it's the same playbook every time. Discredit the doctor, suppress the research, and if all else fails, change the law to make it illegal. But here's what's wild. Even with all this suppression, the truth is still getting out. People are traveling to Mexico, Germany, and other countries for these treatments because they're desperate. And many of them are coming back cancer-free.
Okay, so let's say someone wants to explore this. How do they even start? I mean, apricot seeds are illegal in the U.S., right?
They're not technically illegal to possess, but the FDA has banned their sale for human consumption. You can still buy them online as bitter almonds or apricot kernels for planting, but you've got to be careful about sourcing. The book recommends starting with organic, raw apricot seeds, not the roasted or processed kind, because heat destroys the B17. Start with one seed a day, chew it well, and gradually increase to maybe 5 to 7 seeds over a few weeks. But, and this is critical, you cannot do this in isolation.
Right, because it's not just about the seeds, it's about the whole approach.
Absolutely. The book emphasizes a holistic protocol.
1. Diet. No sugar, no processed foods, no refined carbs. Cancer thrives on sugar. Instead, organic vegetables, sprouted grains, fermented foods, and healthy fats, like coconut oil and avocado.
2. Detox. Coffee enemas. Yes, they work. Liver cleanses and sweating through saunas or exercise to remove toxins.
3. Supplements. High-dose vitamin C, selenium, zinc, and pancreatic enzymes to break down the protective coating around cancer cells.
4. Mind-body. Stress fuels cancer. Meditation, deep breathing, and even hypnotherapy have been shown to boost the immune system and improve outcomes.
5. Avoid toxins. No fluoride. No chlorine. No GMOs. No synthetic chemicals in your food or personal care products.
That's a complete lifestyle overhaul. But honestly, if it means avoiding chemo or beating cancer naturally, it's worth it. I mean, we know that sugar feeds cancer. Drive. Otto Warburg won a Nobel Prize in 1931 for proving that cancer cells metabolize sugar differently than healthy cells. And yet, hospitals still serve cancer patients Jell-O and white bread. It's madness.
It's worse than madness. It's negligence. And it's by design. The book talks about how the cancer industry depends on people not knowing this stuff. Because if they did, they'd realize that most cancers can be prevented, and many can be reversed, with natural therapies. But instead, we're told to race for the cure, with pink ribbons and fundraisers that just funnel more money into the same failed system.
So what's the biggest lie we've been told about cancer? I mean, if you had to pick one thing from this book that just blew your mind, what would it be?
That cancer is some mysterious, unstoppable force that can only be managed with toxic treatments. The truth? Cancer is a metabolic disease fueled by toxicity, poor diet, chronic stress, and a weakened immune system. The body knows how to heal itself. It does it every day. But we've been conditioned to believe that only drugs and surgery can save us. And that's just not true.
That's actually liberating. I mean, if cancer is a metabolic disease, then we have way more control over it than we've been led to believe.
Exactly. And that's the message of this book. It's not just about vitamin B17. It's about reclaiming our health. It's about understanding that the body is designed to heal, but it needs the right tools, clean food, clean water, detoxification, and a reduction in stress and toxins. And here's the thing. This isn't alternative medicine. This is real medicine. The stuff that's been used for thousands of years, long before Big Pharma existed.
So where do we go from here? I mean, if someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, I want to learn more, what's the next step?
First, read this book. It's packed with resources, studies, and protocols. But don't stop there. Look into the work of Dr. Nicolas Gonzalez, who used pancreatic enzymes to treat cancer. Or Dr. Johanna Budwig, who had a 90% success rate with her flaxseed oil and cottage cheese protocol. Or Dr. Tullio Simoncini, who uses baking soda to target cancer cells. There are so many natural therapies out there with real science behind them, but you have to dig for the truth because it's not being handed to you.
And that's why platforms like Brightlearn.ai are so important, because this information should be free and accessible to everyone. No one should have to fight to learn how to save their own life.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This isn't just about cancer. It's about freedom. The freedom to choose how we treat our bodies. The freedom to access natural, non-toxic therapies without government interference. The freedom to question the narratives we've been fed. Because once you start pulling on this thread, you realize it's connected to everything. The food industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the regulatory agencies that are supposed to protect us, but instead serve corporate interests.
That's the scariest and most empowering thing at the same time, because it means the system is rigged, but it also means we have the power to opt out.
Exactly. And that's the revolution this book is talking about. It's not just a holistic health revolution. It's a holistic freedom revolution. Because when you take control of your health, you're taking control of your life. And that's the one thing the powers that be don't want you to do.
Wow. I mean, I came into this thinking we were just talking about a book on cancer, but this is so much bigger. It's about everything.
It really is. And that's why this book is dangerous, not because it's false, but because it's true. And the truth has a way of spreading, no matter how hard they try to suppress it.
So final thought, if there's one thing you want listeners to take away from this, what is it?
That you don't have to be a victim. Cancer is not a death sentence. It's a wake-up call. Your body is designed to heal, but you've got to give it the right tools and get out of its way. And that starts with questioning everything you've been told about health, medicine, and who really has your best interests at heart.
That's a message we all need to hear. Thanks so much for breaking this down, Reese. And hey, everyone, if you want to dive deeper into this, head over to Brightlearn AI. You can find this book and thousands more on natural health, freedom, and truth. All free to download, read, and share. Knowledge is power, and your health is in your hands. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and take care of yourselves.